I'm going in a little bit of a different direction. I'm going to be talking about, so what do we do about the victims of wars? And one of the solutions is community-based rehabilitation. When I was there 2 years ago, we took a tour and we went on home visits to visit people where community-based rehabilitation was being actively practiced. And it does work, particularly in developing countries. Although, could it work here? Maybe. But so far, no. So I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. Again, I'm going to go through a little bit about Agent Orange. That's already been discussed by Paul and Susan. But a little historical perspective, that Agent Orange was co-created in the 1940s and 50s by Americans as well as the British collaborators. We know what it was involved in terms of the Malayan emergency against communist aggression. So this all began the groundwork for use of Agent Orange. And talked a little bit about the spraying in Vietnam was from 1961 to 1971, and it was used as a defoliant. And over 20 million gallons were sprayed in Vietnam and surrounding areas at the time. This is just a pictorial about people with disabilities in four districts of Da Nang. And from the total population, you could see the percent that the victims with disabilities are due to Agent Orange. And a lot of this is self-reported information, and others is reported by the health ministries. So you could see there's a significant amount of people that were affected by Agent Orange. And again, here's another graph, and you could see that, you know, although we might think of those affected by Agent Orange are older, you could see some of the effects from younger people. And we're not sure if that's epigenetic effects or is that environmental effects. Is it a combination of both? Who knows? But they are effects of war. So, talking about community-based rehabilitation, I've had a long history of working as a community health nurse, and I know that it does work. This whole concept was originated by the World Health Organization back in 1978, and it was to work with developing countries. How do we mobilize people there to help people with disabilities particularly? And you want to improve the access to rehabilitation services. It is practiced in Vietnam. And the project in Vietnam began in 2008, and it's actually currently still going. The manager is the Ministry of Health, and there's oversight with the Hanoi School of Public Health. And we had some really fascinating and great meetings with a lot of these people who were providing community-based rehabilitation. And there was just so much passion involved in it. Just generally, Vietnam, there's 92 million people, and it's broken down into provinces, districts, and communes. That's important in terms of how do you implement community-based rehabilitation. So what is the objective? Okay, so you really want to improve the quality of life of people with disabilities by providing rehabilitation and necessary services. The three main components are medical, educational, and social. The medical is to provide home-based rehabilitation, and these programs are initially developed by interdisciplinary teams that do include physical therapists, physiatrists, social workers, nurses, physicians. And then you also want to develop educational materials targeted towards that specific person. So basically, again, you're working in interdisciplinary teams. And then again, socialization being very important, particularly for people in rural areas. So these are the interventions. And mostly in Vietnam, we saw interventions for mobility issues, functional limitations due to some type of defect. And again, you see like this inverted apex, and it really begins at the bottom, at the center, where the person tends to be, the person with the disability gets to be evaluated, and then the team gets involved, and they develop a particular program for that person. And then it actually just keeps moving up. So it goes into the province, then to the district, the community, and finally the whole community is involved with the rehabilitation for people with disabilities. Currently in Vietnam, there's 21,000 commune workers on this. What's really significant is that there's training. All master's program are being currently trained in Vietnam on community-based rehabilitation. And all graduate and postgraduate medical students are learning how to provide this type of rehabilitation. As has been mentioned already, the Institute of Medicine has recognized many, many more illnesses and defects caused by Agent Orange. These are only to name a few. The Academy of Medicine, that there was suggestive limited evidence of spina bifida, has already been mentioned. Only first-generation male veterans, children, receive benefits with if their children have spina bifida. That's it. But there are other birth defects that have been identified, as you could see, thyroid, ectodermal, immune system. But currently, U.S. veterans do get disability compensation. It's based on the severity of the disability. And I already mentioned about the first generation of male soldiers born with spina bifida. They also get compensation, and again, that's been mentioned. And Susan has mentioned the U.S. veterans, the female U.S. veterans. Their first-generation children do get benefits if any of them have any of those defects. Again, only first-generation. There's absolutely no consideration for the epigenetic effects. And again, the epigenetic effects, it's a phototypic alteration in the DNA, and it's transmitted to subsequent generations. Okay, so you might not see any defect in your first generation, but you might see it in subsequent generations. But so far, we don't, the U.S. veterans doesn't deal or provide any compensation other than the first generation of veterans. Here's just a picture of somebody that we had visited who is involved, could be involved in community-based rehabilitation. And if we talk about here in the United States, I mean, obviously there's no community-based rehabilitation. It would be great, particularly in rural areas where you don't have the VA center or you don't have a hospital medical clinic. So to provide community-based rehabilitation would help those people in rural areas receive the care that they really need, education as well as the socialization. And that's it. Thank you. Thank you.